On Friday morning, we hosted the World Day of Prayer service here. I think there were about 13 of us involved in leading and running it, maybe even more. And it was a really lovely and beautiful service. Kathy has worked wonders, and there are photographs on our church website now, but also the whole service is on there for you to listen to. The service went through a booklet which has the songs in the words that we said and everything that was in there. And there are copies in the foyer. David's got them in his hand at the moment. So if you weren't there, or you weren't, or you want to revisit the service, you're very welcome to go and collect one of these, and you can follow through the whole service on our website. It was really, really wonderful, wasn't it? Jacqueline, you were amazing in almost national dress of Slovenia. It was beautiful, and it's worth a listen to.
Thank you, Sarah. So are you, Sarah. This Tuesday at 7:45 here in the church is our church prayer meeting. This is for everybody. Please come along. You are most welcome. And now I'd like to hand you over to our Reverend Peter Goodhall, who will lead us in all-age worship today. Thank you, Peter.
Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to be back from my holiday. You may think that I've left Joe and the children abroad, that they didn't want to come back. But no, they are around, and yesterday I was preaching at a wedding in York of a good friend in a wonderful old Anglican church called St. Michael the Belfry, right next door to York Minster. And it was a very famous church in the 1980s because there was a minister there called David Watson, and he had a great preaching and healing ministry, and charismatic renewal took place in that church. And it was a privilege to be able to preach in that church to a congregation of about 300 guests. There was a gospel choir. It nearly put Meghan and Harry's wedding in the shade, if that were possible. It was a wonderful occasion, and Joe, James and Sally have stayed on an extra night and will come back today. So we're gathered in God's presence for our all-age worship. Let's hear some words of Scripture. If God is on our side, who is against us? He did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us. How can he fail to lavish every other gift upon us? So let us come and worship the Lord. Let us praise the God of our salvation. Let us put our trust in him. We're going to sing two worship songs, and there are flags if anyone would like to come and get a flag to wave during our worship. Let's bring to him our praise. Oh Lord God, we thank you for Sunday, our special day of celebration. Sunday is our worship day, the day when God began the work of creation. Sunday is our worship day, when Jesus rose from the dead. Sunday is our worship day, the day when the Holy Spirit came. Sunday is our worship day, the first day of a new week. So thank you, God, for Sunday, this special day of celebration, a time together as your family. Help us to use this day to praise you, rejoicing in the gifts of your creation, celebrating Jesus and the new life he offers, and being made new by your Holy Spirit, refreshed, for what lies ahead. Lord, come near to us, we pray. If we have fallen into despair, lift us. If we have wronged you or others, forgive us. Lord, we receive your forgiveness in our hearts. May you be a good shepherd to your people this morning. Come to us, we pray. Help us to trust in you alone today. Amen. Let's continue in worship. Well, this is a new month, and that means that it's a new month of topics for our young people who will be studying the book of Acts in Sunday Club during March. The book of Acts, written by Luke, who also wrote Luke's Gospel. And he recorded some of the amazing things that happened to the early church and the wonders that God did and how the good news spread. Well, we're thinking about Stephen. And Stephen was one of the followers of Jesus who chose to stand up for his faith in Jesus. And it cost him to do that, as we'll hear a bit later on. He had a difficult choice to make. And to introduce our theme today, we're going to have an activity that's all about choices. Now, David and Alan are going to come up, and they're each going to hold up a cross and a tick. And we need another volunteer, please, to come and stand in the middle and hold up this question mark. Now, there's going to be after this of time for the children to take part in making a choice between no, maybe, and yes. So if you want, do you want to play that, or do you want to come and hold the sign? What would you like to do? Do you want to play? Claire's going to come and hold the sign for us. Great. So you can just hold that in the middle. Okay, so whoever would like to come and play this game, I'm going to ask you some questions, and you're going to say whether it's a definite yes, and go and stand over there. Sorry. Whether it's a maybe or a no. Okay? So whoever would like to come out, if your children would like to come out, it's not going to be too difficult. Questions are quite easy. You might even enjoy it. Okay, so stand in the middle to begin with. If any of the teens want to join us as well, you'll be welcome. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question, and then you're going to stand whether you think it's something, yes, you would like to choose to do. Maybe you'd like to think about it, or no, that's something that you wouldn't like to do. Okay, and the first question is this. Would you like to play with your friends? Would you like to play with your friends? You can stand over there if you want. Yeah. Okay, well, everybody's of one mind there. What sort of things do you like to play with your friends? Anything you like to do? What do you like to do when it's a dry day, maybe? What sort of things do you like to do? What would you like to play? Oh, yeah, play it, yeah. So a chasing game, yeah. That's a good game, isn't it? Anything else? What other sort of things do you like to play? Can you think of something? No? What sort of things do you do on a wet day indoors? What will you do later today, do you think, Abigail? Drawing. Maybe drawing, yeah. That's good, yeah. Okay, let's hear the next question then. Well, as it's a wet day, would you like to tidy your bedroom? Yes, no, or maybe? You can stay. Or no, anybody not? You can stand where you'd like to stand. Oh, there's a mum saying, be honest. Here's somebody.
Hello.
yeah. Well, why not, Joe? Why not? Why don't you want to tidy your room today?
It's kind of boring and I can just do my own stuff.
You can just do your own. You can choose to do. Yeah, you're old enough. So, have you got a tidy room at the moment?
Kind of.
Good, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. And what about Frankie? How's your room looking? You like Sam? I can tell you a bit about Sally when she's not here, but I won't. It's a little bit messy, is it? Oh, okay. So maybe you and Mum could do something this afternoon together. Maybe you might change your mind and you might come over to maybe. Now, what's going on over here? Look, all these children who can't decide, they're in two minds. When they woke up this morning, they thought, shall I, shan't I? So do you think, what do you think will swing it? Do you think you might tidy your room today? What do you think? Yes or no? What do you reckon? Yeah, you might. You might. Okay, so you're undecided. You have a think about that. Yeah, you don't want to be too hasty about these things. Okay, let's have the next question now. Would you like to eat some cabbage today? Maybe you're having a roast lunch. Do you want some cabbage? Oh, good. Very good. You're not sure? If it's not cooked for too long, you might have some. Yeah, that's right. You can overdo it, can't you? Yeah. Oh, wow. We've got quite a division there. Cabbage. No cabbage today? Have you ever tried it? No? Oh, wow. You don't know what you're missing. I would definitely be over there with the cabbage. Let's see what else we can ask. Okay, now this question is a little bit more serious. Okay, at school, those who are at school, would you feel jealous if your friend got a higher mark than you in a school test? Oh, would you feel no, maybe, or yes, you would feel jealous. Would you feel jealous if your friend got a higher mark than you in a school test? That's good, that's honest. Yeah, you might do, because sometimes we feel, oh, I wish I'd got as good a mark as that. So well done for being honest. And you as well, well done for being thankful and for being happy, I guess, for them. Okay. Now then, this one is a bit more tricky. Now, sometimes we have to stand up for ourselves. Would you stand up for what you believed, even if it made you the odd one out? Would you stand up for what you believed, if it made you the odd one out? If your friends thought something different, yeah, that's right. No, yeah, that's it, yeah. That's a good answer. You're all very honest, so there's no right or wrong answer here. It's just how you feel today. Yes, no, or maybe. It's difficult, isn't it, to sometimes stand up for ourselves when we are the odd one out. Okay, that's been really good. So if you all want to take a seat, let's give them a round of applause for their honesty today. And if you want to, that's great. Thank you. Thank you to Dave, Alan and Claire for holding up our choices. So life is all about choices. And sometimes there are difficult choices to make when we follow Jesus. And Katie and Samuel and myself are going to tell you the story of Stephen, the follower of Jesus. And he chose to stand up for Jesus and for his faith. So if they'd like to come forward to the microphone. Stand on here. Can we still see you? Or okay, shall I hold this for you? Oh, and hopefully the words will be maybe on the screen as well. Okay, a moment.
You can find this story in Acts chapter 6 and 7. The number of people who wanted to follow Jesus grew, so the disciples needed more helpers. They chose 7 men to hand out money and food to the poor. and preach the good news. One helper called Stephen stood out as being very helpful and brave. Stephen was full of faith and full of the Holy Spirit. God worked miracles through Stephen. The teachers in the synagogue argued with Stephen. They paid people to tell lies about Stephen. They said Stephen had spoken bad things about Moses and God.
Stephen was put on trial. Stephen listened to all the lies without blinking or saying a word. His face grew bright and shone like the face of an angel. The Holy Spirit helped Stephen speak up. He told them about Jesus and accused them of killing him. This made the leaders very angry with Stephen. But Stephen stayed calm. He looked to the sky and said, "I can see heaven open. I can see Jesus, the Son of Man, sitting at the right hand of God." Stephen had tears of joy in his eyes.
The crowd were more angry and said, "He has offended God and all of us. Stephen must die." They dragged Stephen away outside the city gates. They stood Stephen against a wall. Stephen prayed to God, "Forgive them, Lord. Don't hold this crime against them." The elders took off their cloaks and gave them to a young man called Saul. Saul would later become Paul and become God's great messenger. Then the crowd began to throw heavy stones at Stephen. They hurt Stephen badly. Stephen called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He fell down, and at last he lay dead. Stephen was the first person to die for his faith in Jesus Christ. And so Stephen became the first saint, Saint Stephen. And his feast day is Boxing Day, Saint Stephen's Day. He was bold, he was strong. And he is a wonderful example to all of us. Now, we won't probably face what Stephen faced as a Christian. We have more freedom in our country. But we know there are times when we do need to stand up for Jesus, to be bold and to be strong. So we're going to ask God to help us to do that now as we sing together those words. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Let's stand to worship. Right, we're going to continue thinking about this story of Stephen. And we're going to have our all-age talk up on the screen this morning, and it has a response. As we go through the story, there will be times when you see those words in bold type that say, "Stephen trusted God and lived his life like Jesus did." So can we have a little practice of saying those words together? Stephen trusted God and lived his life like Jesus did. Now, as we tell the story, there are going to be some props that I have put in certain places around the church that we will find and bring to the front and put them on the table as we need them. Okay, so be aware of that. If you've seen something around you that looks unfamiliar, I'm not talking about the person next to you, but an object, then have it ready. Okay. So Stephen's first job for God was to look after those in need. He sorted out the meals and made sure that everyone was treated fairly. So we're looking for an apron and a cloth as a symbol of the work that Stephen did, helping to serve. Has anybody got sight of an apron, a red and blue apron? Can anybody see a red and blue apron, perhaps under a chair in front of them? Where can it be? Well, would you believe it's in this row where nobody's sitting? What are the chances? Do you want to go and collect the apron, you two? And do you want to bring it to? Yeah. Honestly. I think you did that deliberately. You saw it and you moved. Nobody wanted to wear the apron, did they? Okay, we've got the apron. That's right. So Stephen waited on table. Do you want to go and put it on our table with the washing up cloth as well? So Stephen was prepared to serve others. That was a good thing. So he sorted out the meals and made sure that everyone was treated fairly. Stephen trusted God and lived his life like Jesus did. Okay, Stephen's second job for God was to tell his friends about Jesus. And what book would we find some stories about Jesus and God in? Yeah. The Bible. Yeah. So we're looking for a black Bible somewhere. Oh, brilliant. Oh, thank you. Do you want to come and place it on our table? Now, if we'd had more time, if you get time at home to read Acts 6 and 7, you can read all about how Stephen went through the Bible. It's about 53 verses, so it's a bit long to include today, but it's worth a look. So, he used the stories in the Bible to show who Jesus was. Stephen trusted God and lived his life like Jesus. Stephen's next job for God was to speak to some religious leaders about Jesus. Now, they did that because they arrested him and they bound him with a rope. So has anybody seen a rope anywhere? Ah, Sam's got it. Brilliant. Do you want to hold it up for us to see? Ah, great. Do you want to go and put it on our table? Now, his friends had grown jealous and had arrested him. But when they looked at him, his face shone like an angel. So we're looking for a light that might just be shining. Can anybody see a light anywhere? Okay, yeah. Now, why don't you shine it on your daddy's face and light up your daddy's face? Let's see if Jamie's got the face of an angel today. You want to shine it on your daddy's face? Go on, get a bit nearer. Do you want to get a bit nearer? That's it. You want to shine it on your face? Yeah, do you want to come and shine it in my face? There we are. Yeah, that's it. So his friends had grown jealous and had arrested him. But when they looked at him, his face shone like an angel. Bright faces? Any bright faces here? Bright faces? Yeah, not too bright. So let's say together, Stephen trusted God and lived his life like Jesus did. Well, Stephen told them that God was always on the move and called people like Abraham to follow him. Now we need a symbol of a man who is on the move, who's walking. Maybe he needs like a nice walking stick. Can you see a walking stick anywhere? Yeah? Do you want to read, Anna? To Eleanor as well? Brilliant. Thank you. So that reminds us of Abraham and all those people who walked with God throughout their lives. So let's say together, Stephen trusted God and lived his life like Jesus did. Stephen told them that God had spoken through Joseph, but his brothers had just got rid of him. Now, what did Joseph wear? Can you remember? A coat? Was it a coat like this one? Dark? A rainbow cloak. I wonder whether anyone can see a rainbow cloak. Let's have a look. Yeah. I think Anthea might be holding it. If you want to go and collect it from Anthea, you can. Yeah. Shall we hold it up? Shall we hold it up together? Look at that. That was the coat of Joseph. Look at that. What a fine multicolored coat that is. Wouldn't you like to wear that? Wonderful. Do you want to come and put it up on at the table? That'd be great. Thank you. So Stephen told them that God had spoken through Joseph, but his brothers had just got rid of him. Stephen trusted God and lived his life like Jesus. Stephen told them that God had sent Moses, but at first they had given up on him too and chased him away. Now we need the small Moses basket. Do you remember Moses was in the basket? I wonder whether might be one over there, look. Does somebody want to go and bring it forward for us? Somebody who hasn't done it yet? Frankie? Chloe Ann, do you want to come and bring it to the table together? So we can see Stephen is going through all these Bible characters in the Old Testament, telling them about the story of God. So we'll say together, Stephen trusted God and lived his life like Jesus did. Stephen told them how God has spoken to Moses through a burning bush, and then at a mountain in the desert. Well, we couldn't bring a desert, but we've got a very large stone hidden somewhere under somebody's seat. Can anybody see a large stone? Or Keith's got it. Keith, do you want to come and bring it forward? And you're strong, so you can carry it all that way and place that rock on the table. And also, while you're up, Keith, as well, we haven't got a burning bush, but look, we've got a plant over here with a red flower on it. Maybe we could have that as our burning bush. Would you like to carry the plant over to the table as well? That's great. We're getting quite a collection here, aren't we? There we are. That's our burning bush with a red flower. Thank you, Keith. So let's say together, Stephen trusted God and lived his life like Jesus did. Stephen told them then how God had come close in many ways, in special buildings and special places, but they had not listened. Joe, do you want to come? You've seen our building blocks there. To represent temple and the buildings that have been built for people to worship God. But they had not listened, and many had forgotten God and his temple. So we say together, Stephen trusted God and lived his life like Jesus did. Stephen then told them how God had spoken to them through Jesus, but they hadn't listened to him either. And do you remember what happened to Jesus? What did they do to Jesus? They crucified him, so we need a cross. It might be, oh, there we are, look. Thank you, Andy. To bring forward the cross and place that on our table. Maybe, do you want to come forward? Thank you. So they had him killed on a cross. We say together, Stephen trusted God and lived his life like Jesus did. Stephen said that now Jesus was alive again. He could see Jesus even now waiting in heaven for all who believe. But this made them very angry, and they had thrown stones at him to kill him. And somewhere we've got a little pile of stones, so we might need a few of you. Anybody see any stones anywhere? I think David and Joyce might have a little collection down there. Yeah? Don't throw them at them, at your minister. We're a protected species. We're rare. We're endangered. We'll have no stonings today. So if you want to bring them forward. You want to place them here. You want to bring them forward. Thank you, brilliant. Thank you, Albert. Down there? Great. Thank you. So let's say together again, Stephen trusted God and lived his life like Jesus did. But Stephen prayed for those who hated him, and like Jesus said, forgive them. Stephen trusted God and lived his life like Jesus did. What a wonderful man. What a wonderful testimony. And an example for us that when we find ourselves having to make a choice to stand up for our faith, that we might also trust God and live our life like Jesus did, and like Stephen did. Well, you see here, we've got a little pile of sticks and stones. And that reminds me of a saying that people used to say quite a lot in the past, maybe not so much today. Sticks and stones may break my bones. Right. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, actually, we know that stones would hurt us. If we were hit by them, that would be very painful. But sometimes words can hurt us. So really, that isn't true, is it? Words can hurt us. Sometimes people say things to us, and they stay with us a long time. When I was young, many years ago, me and my brother and my two sisters, we always went to church. My dad was a Methodist minister, and sometimes we got teased for being Christians. They used to call us the God Squad. Maybe somebody said that about you, the God Squad. And when I was a teenager and I traveled to school on the school bus, there were one or two bullies on the school bus. And they used to tease me and sometimes hit me and bully me. And that was a really difficult time in my life when I was about 12, 13, 14. And although I did talk about it, which is what we always must do. We mustn't always hold it inside if people are hurting us or bullying us. We must always talk to our mum or our dad or our teacher about it. In that case, in that situation, it kept on going on for quite some time. But I knew that Jesus was with me. And I knew that he loved me and cared for me. And he also loved those bullies as well. And I came through that, and I was strong. But I know that those words were powerful, and it hurt me, and I carry it with me for a long time. So sticks and stones, yeah, they can hurt us, but also words can hurt us as well. Now, there are many people who have to stand up for their faith today, just like Stephen did. And there are Christians who support them, like an organization called Open Doors. And we're going to watch on the screen now a very short video which helps us to think about those who don't have the freedom that we have and how we can help them. Powerful words and powerful pictures for us. Prayer does change things. I remember at Spring Harvest, the number of us went to Spring Harvest, whether it was last year or the year before, we had persecuted Christians from North Korea come and speak to us. And then there was a mighty wave of prayer at that Spring Harvest. And haven't we seen with the summit between North America and North Korea, some coming together? There is movement. Prayer is changing things for persecuted Christians. And we're going to come to our prayers in a moment. But first, we're going to sing together, "Great is the darkness that covers the earth." That's the bad news. The good news is that God, by his Spirit, is moving. Let's sing together. Please be seated as we now pray for this world and for the light of God to shine upon it.
Okay, let's pray. Almighty God, you have warned us through your Son, Jesus Christ, that those who follow him may be oppressed and abused because of their faith. We ask that you comfort and give courage to all your children who are persecuted through imprisonment, physical harm, and intimidation at the hands of their oppressors. For those who have lost their lives simply for being Christians, and for those who have given their lives in the fight for freedom to openly share and live out their faith, may they be welcomed into your warm embrace. For those who persecute our brothers and sisters, may their spirits be touched by the incredible faith of those who they attack. And may they turn away from sin and open their hearts to your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. We bring before you all nations. We ask for your sovereign reign through systems of democracy, justice, and care for those who cannot care for themselves. We ask for leaders who are righteous and determined to deny their own ambitions for the good of their people. We ask you to be with our own government. Enable them to be wise in their decisions over Brexit and to act with integrity in caring for our citizens, the refugees who are here, and in providing aid around the world. We pray for all of the people in our country who face persecution or bullying for their religion, race, disability, political views, gender, or sexuality. We pray especially for children and young people who are bullied. Comfort them and strengthen us to support, befriend, defend, and protect them. We ask that your Holy Spirit will fill us with courage and the correct words to say and actions to take so we don't turn away, Because when we do it for the least of these people, we do it for Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the work that Open Mind is already doing it next door. We ask that you'll bring forth more volunteers and more people who would benefit from the support given. We also ask that sharing your love and who you are will come very naturally, and that the people who come, including the professionals who are visiting, will ask about our faith, that you will give them open hearts, and that they will find all they need and desire in you, our loving Lord Jesus, healer of mind, body, and spirit. We remember now, in a short time of silence, the people known to us who need your comfort, love, and healing. We bring these people into your loving arms now, Jesus, and ask in your precious name for their healing, for their situations to change for the better, and for your love, grace, and mercy to pour over them. We ask these prayers in faith and with humble thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we will now say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. We thank you, Sarah, for those thoughtful and appropriate prayers of intercession. So as we come to the end of our service today, we've thought today about Stephen, a great follower of Jesus, from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, written by Luke. We thought about the story of his life. We heard about how he served. And as we go into this week, whether at school or at home or at work, may we serve like Stephen did. We heard how Stephen knew his Bible and knew the great stories of God from beginning to end, from tears to triumph. May we keep our Bibles open and remember God's story and our part in it. And we've heard about how Stephen stood up for his faith in God, how his face shone like an angel. May your face shine this week with the love of Jesus. And let us be strong and carry our cross and stand up for our faith in the strength that God gives. A reminder that a soup lunch will follow for Christian Aid. And on Saturday the 18th of May, there will be a collection for Christian Aid at Tesco's in town. They are having a collection during Saturday the 18th of May, and they need volunteers to take an hour or so to stand with a bucket and just collect as people come out of the shop. Or if there's anyone who would like to coordinate that, I know, oh, David, have you got somebody? Thank you. David's going to coordinate, so please speak to David. That's Saturday the 18th of May. And a reminder that our Lent course began on Thursday, and we meet again this coming Thursday at 7:30 in the coffee lounge. And you'd be very welcome to join us as we celebrate all of God's blessings and think about how we can be a blessing to others. And of course, Lent begins this week on Ash Wednesday. So we begin our journey towards Easter. So let's offer ourselves to God in our last song this morning. I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people's cry. Here I am, Lord, send me. So we offer to God these gifts of money and all that is given through standing order. We bring our gifts and our lives, all for use in God's service, all to be changed by his love. So go out in confidence and joy, for Christ has conquered the world. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you this day and forevermore.